Blog Talk Radio.
Back, real low with your steppy. That's why all these bitches.
fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. Got a good show tonight, man. Number 8, the home of the indie artist. Phone lines lighting up, Big Heston on the building. What's going on, bro?
Hey, man, a beautiful week, Ben Frank, man. I checked out the interview. Loved the interview. I'm so excited that we could turn around and do the turnabout and have Sabrina call in from KYBN Radio 98.1.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, man. She's feeling
right,
a little
line,
sick today, man. She's feeling a
it's
little sick today, but she's going to tap in for a minute, you know. Man, but I really loved your interview, man. I really loved it, man. I learned some things about you, bruh.
Oh, good, bro. Yeah, shout out to Sabrina. Appreciate, you know, interviewing me. And I'm saying, really, you know, touch on a lot of things. So it's what it is, man. For real.
Sir.
You got the phone line lighting up, 732. What's popping?
What's good, family? This guy, y'all. Just wanted to pop in and say what's up.
My man,
what's going on, brother?
Shoot, man, just working, man, in this pandemic, man. Just trying to stay busy, you know, just because I don't call in, man. Always repping you guys. Always trying to direct other dope independent artists or managers or crews to tap in with y'all, man. I got my homie... and one of my clients, Dad Williams, should be calling in tonight as well. And I'm trying to get a few more people, man. So just trying to do a better job of staying in touch with you guys, man. But once again, man, I love what y'all do. I love how y'all keep it gutter, y'all keep it grimy, and y'all keep it hip-hop, man. So I just wanted to just call in and salute, man. I don't want to shout out nothing I got going on. It ain't about me.
Oh, I was about to ask you that, man. Shout out to the radio show. Stop playing, man. Shout out to your radio show, the Monday, the Friday one. Like, let them know. You know what I mean?
Hey, yo.
Let them know. Yeah.
On Mondays, we got the playlist, man, and that's 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Fridays, we got the Shark Tank from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I need some new Devin Mill, Frank Amil, but we running that Amil Soul. It's still crank. That joint still hit.
Man,
so,
that's my favorite, man. That's my favorite.
Love, I'm going to sing you something.
You know, cut your own diamonds, right? You know, talk about
you see it.
You see it. All money legal.
Put your guru in the building. Yeah, you already know, man. I'm seeing some new heat. I got you, man. That's what's up, man. Playlist,
man,
Shark Tank, check that out.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to say just, yo, keep doing what y'all doing, man. Like, y'all don't stand the test of time. And y'all just getting stronger by the day, man, and stronger by the week, man. And if not enough of us say it, you know, I appreciate y'all putting on for the culture and staying consistent. And last thing, it's so many shows that come and go because they think as soon as they start playing artists, people just gonna gravitate to it. And they don't understand the work that you have to put in. So I always love to salute those that's been around for years. And every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, you know you're going to catch that hip-hop stock exchange. So salute y'all, for real. And yo, Future Guru, peace to you, my guy. I see you working, my guy.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, family? What's going on, Future Guru? I just want to give a shout out
first and foremost to my beautiful wife. You know, I gotta give a shout out to my wife. You know, I got married on my born day, which is October 24th. So I'm starting off this show by giving a shout out to my beautiful wife,
say,
man.
What?
And then Scott,
that's love.
Hey, Scott, man, I see you, bro. I'm good looking for the shout out for the show, man. Been looking for the shout out, Scott. Yeah, man, I got married, man, on my birthday, October 24th. So it's official,
you
man.
What?
So everybody that support, man, we appreciate, man, all my friends and family that saw my It's on my post, man. Y'all know what it is, man. It's up
there.
Yes,
sir,
man.
Yes, sir. You're doing the thing, man.
Yo, congratulations,
you did what?
Bro.
That's why you had that suit on? Is that why you had that suit on?
Be busy. You busy.
Where you been?
Busy.
Congratulations, man. Congratulations.
It's real.
Oh, man. I wonder why he had his suit on.
Lie.
I didn't read. Hey, I didn't read the bottom. I just saw the suit.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man.
Big thing.
Yeah. Hey, man, y'all like my family, dog. Y'all, Ben Frank, y'all like family to me, man. I'm glad to be a part of Hip Hop Stock Exchange now. I've been on for over a year. And, man, every week I learn something, man. Every week. I look forward to Wednesday, hump day. It's DJ Ant, take over Wednesday, which we do every Wednesday. I'm noticing the Twitter post. Everybody's chiming in, man. Everybody's listening. Shout out to everybody that retweeted and tagged. You're going to enjoy the show tonight. Sabrina should be calling in a little while. I love her platform like I love this platform, man. And Ben Frank, I didn't know all that about you, man. So I'm happy for you, dog, for real, man. And like I was telling her, I love your marketing scheme, man. It's big. The first couple of questions you answered on your interview, the bell went off. You know what I'm saying, man? Residuals for life. That's why you go independent, man. That right there answers all questions, man. That's it right there, man. That's ABC 1, 2, 3.
Facts.
Generational wealth.
Man, come on, man. Come on. Roll over out of bed and get paid. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to it. And thank you for accepting my suggestion on interview today. It really makes me feel good that I can help out and contribute, you know what I'm saying, because like I said, I'm not really educated in the music industry, but I'm good at what I do. I'm the bridge. I bring people together, man. I'm blessed to have classic soul, timeless music internationally. You know what I'm saying? My mom has blessed us with the music that's being played all over the world, and I have befriended so many different people that want to support and help, and I got to help those who helped me. So I thank you and Future Guru for allowing me to run my mouth. And we going to network, man, and do what we do.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
That's what's up, man. Yes, phone line's lighting up. 860, you on the line.
Yo, what up, bro? What's Frank going on?
Roman, what up, man? Long time, bro.
What up, bro? Yeah, I had to come to check in, man.
Yeah, wrong.
How's
long
everything
time
going?
Calling. Everything great, man. I see you doing your thing. You're on your grind, man. Yo, plug in your radio show and everything you got going on, bro.
Yeah, man. You can check it out. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Type in the Rome Show. It's there. You know, I interview artists around the world, stuff like that. But shout out to Ben Frank. Always showing love. I've been rocking with y'all for years now. What up, Future?
I think your married man got off the phone.
Yeah, you probably kind of busy right now. Yeah, man. But for years,
hey,
y'all been rocking with us for a long time.
He said
Mama
married man got off the phone.
He had to get off. Mama was in his ear. That's why he said it like that.
You got to be ready for night-night.
Right. Hey, what's going on, Rome? What's up, family, man? I be seeing you grinding on Instagram, man.
What's up, brother? Nice to meet you. Yeah, man, I'm just, I'm at it. You know, nice to meet you, though.
Right, right. You know, we talked a few times, so... I always support you, man, and I'll be seeing you on Instagram.
Love, bro. I appreciate that. Keep doing your thing, too, bro.
Oh, man, I'll be trying, man. I'm not as good as y'all yet, but I'll be, I got to do it for my mom, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the lady in my life, man. She come before anybody, so that's what I'm supposed to do.
That's a fact, bro. Facts. I hear you.
Yeah.
Real, man.
So,
sure. Rome been rocking with us since Obama been president. That's how long Rome been rocking with us.
That's a fact.
Right,
long
Rome?
Time.
Yeah, long time. Since Obama was president. First term.
Yeah, that's been a
first
long
term.
Time, man.
First term. Shit.
The first term.
First term. All right, that's a suck. That's a suck, man.
Yeah,
man,
it's been good.
Yeah. I like that, man. You got new music coming out too, Ron?
I've been working on the EP on the low, but my artist... Jen Music, you know, you can follow her on Twitter at Jen Music, you know, Instagram, I am Jen Jade, you know, it's called Like That, it's up on SoundCloud, you know, but she got an EP coming soon, but I'm doing a little EP on the low here and there, but it's coming though, you know, I gotta get you on this one, bro.
Yeah, we're gonna work, man. Send me some beats.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's what's up. What made you want to get into the podcast thing?
Honestly, my cousin DJ Meech, he worked for 93.7, and I seen what he was doing, and I was like, that's something I could see myself doing, but not a DJ as far as like a producer wise, like a radio producer.
Yeah.
And I kept going ever since then. I went to the school, broadcasting school, out here in Connecticut. And I've been going ever since.
You went to broadcasting school and all that?
Yeah.
You was a fucking
man. I wanted to learn all the professional things.
Now, that's how you do it, man. You definitely, you know, did it the right way, you know what I'm saying? The big board and all that shit, right?
Yeah, I love that board, bro.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's good. That's that Connecticut broadcasting school. That's the college that people go there and then end up working at ESPN and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was...
Am I right?
Yes, sir. Am I right, though?
Yeah,
that's the one.
That's
what,
yeah.
Fair enough.
We're going to see you on ESPN one day and shit. Hey, you're going to be standing next to Chris Berman, huh?
Going to
be up there next to Chris Berman.
Word. Yeah,
that'll be good. I'm going to do the sports news and shit.
All that, bro.
Britt. Give the news what's going on in the hood, New Britain and shit.
Yeah, man, you know, keep them updated what's going on.
Right, right, right. Oh, that's a fuck, man.
Hey, Ben Frank, look out for a 480 number. That's her number.
Got you. I got you. I got you. I got you. That's what's up, man.
She just texted me.
Looking forward to it, man. Shout out to Sabrina for interviewing a couple of days ago, man. Definitely. It was a good interview.
Yeah, it was, man.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, she's good. She is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say that was my mom's best interview, man. And you know we done countless numbers of interviews.
That's true.
You know, and it was funny how we met. You know, I was grinding, submitting songs, man. You know. When I submit like 8-9 songs. I sent 2 of Dev's, a couple of Rankin Screws, the Maestro, and of course Mom's. And they hit me back and accepted all of them. And they told me, you need to reach out to Sabrina or just chat with Bree. So, hey. You know, got you the interview. We got an interview. Got a few more lined up. Love her platform. I listened to it yesterday morning. She played a couple of songs in between the interview, man. And, man, we blessed, you know, network. This is the network.
That's right.
You know,
man.
So.
Shout out to all the radio shows. Shout out to all the internet radio shows, man. For real.
Yeah, we got
Rome
quite
radio
a few.
Show, man. Yeah, shout
yes,
out to
sir.
Sky Radio Show. Shout out to Rome Radio Show. I mean, shout out to Sabrina Radio Show, you know.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, bro. Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's all love, man. Yo, we going to play some bangers, though, man. Home of the Indie Artists. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We're going to play one of your bangers, Rome. You know what I'm saying? Or the throwbacks. Get to that.
Okay. Okay, let's get
ha ha ha.
See?
When I was locked, ain't nobody show me love. Ain't nobody show me love. Let's go, nigga. Now I'm home getting money. Everybody got their motherfucking hands out, ho, niggas. Niggas don't care about us, bitches don't care about us, oh no. They don't give a fuck about us, they don't give a fuck about us, oh no. I'm telling these niggas I'm getting this money like Tony Montana. Fuck all these bitches, they driving me crazy, I'll see you mañana. And I'm on to the next one, bulletproof vest, 38 be the best gun. I might just catch me a body when I pull up in that new Maserati. I might just bully the streets when I come through like Omar with that shotty. If you need that coke, if you need that dope, you know I got it. Medusa on my neck, so they think I'm down with the Illuminati. Whipping them yams, whipping them yams, nigga, that's a hobby. If you close, head shot. If you fall, think fast, nigga, leg shot. I don't need nobody, got a chrome 38 with a shotty. If you spot on my nigga, then kill him, I don't give a damn. We getting this money, we getting this money like damn. When I was locked, ain't nobody show me love, ain't nobody show me love, let's go, nigga. Now I'm home getting money, everybody got their motherfucking hands out, ho, niggas. Niggas don't care about us, bitches don't care about us, oh no. They don't give a fuck about us, they don't give a fuck about us, oh no.
These niggas don't care about us. These bitches don't care about us. In my city, they show no love. Going on this blue dream, got me in Neverland. Got me in Neverland. I don't need nobody, I got my body. I'm the hottest nigga up in here. My diamond shining like chandelier. We getting money over here. I see you waiting over there. If you try to harm me, I'ma get my army. Got an AK that'll flip you up.
in the air. My music is clear. This that dawn light got me caught up. Saving all this money so when I have a daughter. This that dawn light. I'm up grinding all night. This that dawn light. I'm up grinding all night.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby. Let's get it.
Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Pray for him cause I pray on him. Let's get it, baby. I'm back like I never took 5 years off. My unk burn all cross, I burn all cross. You and yours the God hot like Molotov. Truly yours, my wisdom, open doors. Live from Giza, blowing loud, you can hear it. With your third eye, you can see it. Sunset will never leave it, sunrise will never beat it. The frequency in your speakers is due all praises. The level up, I move adjacent. I'm outside of time, no time for waiting. Greatness in the making, influence the game with a mill legacy. I'm reciting its destiny. You can witness this recipe on how I chef it. My reflection in the desert, energy kinetic, accepted. None stopping, it's illuminated opulence. Golden my sarcophagus is for the populace. Amelia, Godfather. Get it, baby. My ex exploding like a macabre. You see it? Live like a god, die like a martyr. Power Americana, you know the mantra. Illuminate melatonin. Oh, yeah. DNA from the chosen. Live forever in this moment.
Yeah,
my atonement, full of rituals. Alchemy, bring residuals. Interesting in the principle.
You see it?
Let the angels sing to him.
See it.
Watch the God rain on him.
Yeah.
Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Pray for him cause I pray on him.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby. Let's get it.
If I was stock exchange, better get your mind right. Get your money right. It's popping, y'all. Got to call up 480.
There she is.
Hello.
Hey, hey. Okay. Sabrina.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
What's going on? Glad to have you in the building. Everybody know what you all about, sister. They don't already know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I am a... Bree from Just Chat with Bree on KYBN Radio out of the Bay Area. And my mission and my goal is to have a platform for independent artists. And that is what I do. I give everyday people an opportunity to come on the radio and speak their voice. And I give independent artists a platform to be played throughout my show and put into rotation on our network. With the way things are, it's really hard for independents to get a voice out there. So that was something that I wanted to always do, and I now have the platform to do it. So I assist my independent artists.
That's love. That's love.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that. You know you got two fans here right now, Ben Frank and I. You know, so.
Well, I'm back on the line too, man. This Future Guru. I'm back in the building, man. My phone was.
Mama let you loose. Mama let you loose, huh?
Nah, mama at work. Wife, it ain't mama. It's wifey. Wifey at work. Wifey at work. Doing her thing.
Hey, wifey. Is,
you know what I mean?
Wifey is mama, dog. Wifey is mama. If you don't know.
Yeah, well, wifey
is
right
mama.
Now. We ain't, Mama good. We talking about wifey right now. I got to call a wifey right now, bro. So she wifey all day because I'm a newlywed, brother. So she going to be wifey. Got to let all these bros know I'm talking about my wife. You feel me? So I want to give a shout-out to our guest, man. I want to give a shout-out to our guest, man, for coming on and doing the same thing and rocking like we are, supporting the indies. And I definitely got to get the Twitter info, man. I want to just give a shout-out for her and supporting our platform here, man. And shout-out to the whole Bay Area for rocking with us, man. We East to West Coast right now, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
when it's
an indie, that's a one word. That's just one word. That's universal. And we exactly. You know, I want to make sure that everybody's heard. I have my East Coast, my Midwest, my West Coast. To me, indie is indie, and I want everybody to get heard because we all represent one.
Yeah.
Amen.
We all represent one. So
yeah,
I definitely, you know, you can, anyone, if you have anybody that you want on the show, they just need to go to either my webpage or to the radio station webpage, and I'll get the submission. Can I say it? Is it okay if I say what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's KYBN Radio 98.1 FM or KYBNRadio.com. Just Chat with Bree, WITBRI.com. Just Chat with Bree. I can tweet. I got Instagram. I have a Facebook page. So if you get with me, I have independent artists from New York to Australia. And
what's the Twitter?
So
that's
right.
We're all about big networking over here. So,
oh, yeah.
And we support those that support us, and that's how it actually builds into more of an organic, like, following, because we want to keep shouting you out. We want to keep sharing so people can catch on. Like, oh, wait a minute. They're ready.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes they miss it while we post it. Sometimes they miss it. But we just got to keep going.
Oh.
We just got to keep posting until somebody see it. And then one at a time, they finally catch on. Oh, you guys work together. So basically,
that's why Ben
Frank always stressing the network, because we are the network of all networks.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
right. That's
oh, yeah. I have sports. Many, many New York artists. I'm representing New
cool.
York very, very well.
That's
here.
Awesome.
I have quite a few. And so, you know, I that's, to be honest, my New York base is what started me off with my independent artists. So, you know, I'm in the Bay Area, but I make sure that New York has great representation. And the more
you
spend, the more you spend, the more I play.
Your guest yesterday, where was he from, the guest yesterday?
Yesterday I had let me see. That was one from yesterday. I don't know. I can't remember from today. Yesterday. Who did I have yesterday?
The woman with the love platform.
Oh, yeah. Love at First Light. Yeah, now she is actually living. She lives in California, but her family's in New York. Her family is in New York, and so she's from New York, but she lives in California. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, my other artist that I had on there was from New York as well, Quincy Valentine. He was from New York. So, yeah, I got a good representation. I want you to keep them coming to me. Keep them coming.
Ben Frank
and
is from New York.
Yeah, Frank, did you put your interview out there?
I'm about to start promoting it now. So I just got to put the link up, make it a link, because the MP3. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can, I know we're promoting you on the station, and we'll also be promoting you on my website. So the one thing about my website, you got to send your fans there to vote. They can vote you up or vote you down. If your fans don't come and vote for you, then you just sit there at the bottom. We can't have that. So you got to have your fans come too. JustChatWithBree.com and KYBNRadio.com and go to the indie charts. And as of Monday, you'll be on the charts, and they'll be able to vote you up or vote you down. And I can always tell whose fans come out there, man, because those people be rolling up to the top, and they just push everyone else down. So make sure your fans come out and support you.
Nah, it's real. I'm grateful for the interview. I really appreciate you interviewing me, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I play your music. You know, I play your music and, you know, just let your fans, let your newcomers know I need it radio edit. So that's no cussing, no N-word, no B's, no, you know, none of that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's got to be, you know, sunshine and flowers. But I get your music played. I get your music played. Oh, yeah. You know, like you're going to see Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm.
Hey,
yeah,
well,
but I get it played.
Rebecca did things behind the barn, though.
Exactly. Exactly. But you got to get to Rebecca. So that's the whole thing. You got to get to Rebecca. So how is you guys' flavor out there? What have you got going on out there?
Sure, a little bit of everything, you know.
Anything that I need to put on the air and let people know about?
Yeah, tell them about the platform, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Support an indie artist every Wednesday.
It's like a really classic record that's called Last Man Standing by Cole Bond. I think you'll really love this record. It has a really nostalgic, great production. It has a great classic feel to it. So I want to make sure you get this record called Last Man Standing. And once we get you on Twitter, I'll make sure you have all the links. I'll make sure I have my the fans on there. I want to see how this record does on the show. I had the record actually playing at my wedding party, which was over the weekend. My birthday was Saturday, and I got married.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
I'm sorry?
I said happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. And it was also my wedding day, so I got married, and my birthday was the same day, so it was awesome. I had a great time, but I really want to get you this song because I've been promoting this song for the past maybe 3 months, and it's already like over 50,000 plays on Spotify, and it's doing really well. A lot of people have added it to their playlist, and I think it'll fit well into your station format. I'm going to check you out. I'm going to submit it myself, and I'm going to have my man tuned into your space as well. And he's good with reposting and on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere. He's good with reposting, so we want to get to the max of the form.
Okay,
what's
you
the Twitter?
Get it to me,
what's
and I'll
Twitter
get it on
Instagram?
The air, okay? You get it to me, I'll get it on the air. As long as you got all of my requirements, I got you covered.
Oh, man, he's good with that. We're on the techie side. We're trying to make sure we socialize and network. Yeah.
Right.
Hey,
teacher,
I'll text you all our info.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'll support you any way I can. Legally.
And Sabrina, thank you so much for calling in. I know you're a little under the weather. Your voice sounds as beautiful as it did yesterday on the radio. My mom lit up when she heard your voice. We was in the car going to a doctor's appointment. And she say, "That's Sabrina." And I'm like, "Yes, it is."
Did she hear her song, please?
You know what? No. Her doctor's appointment was 8:45. And she got out the car, and you played the song at 8:40.
Oh, no. We'll play it again. We're going to play it again, so she'll get to hear it.
Oh, yeah, because I had to call.
And Frank, I believe one of your songs played yesterday as well, Better Man.
Oh, that's love. Definitely. Better
yeah.
Man, Marcus Allen, Devin Mill.
Uh-huh.
Those joints.
Yep.
I like that.
Yep.
Good looking,
yep.
Too.
So you get it. You give it to me, and I'll get it on the air.
Yeah, and you played the maestro, Sarah Smiles also.
Oh, yes, I did. I love that song.
Yeah, dang. That man can sing. That man can sing.
Oh, yeah. If you get them to me, I'll play them. That's for sure.
I'll play them.
And just so that you guys know, I also get them into rotation on the radio station. I can't say when it's in rotation, but it goes into rotation. So anyone that interviews with me, their music goes into rotation. And I apologize for my voice. I have a little bronchitis, so I'm just kind of, you know, I'm winging it here. I got me a hot toddy. So the yak is working in the tea.
Got that yak.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That yak.
Yep. But, you know, send me whatever you have and send me your artist, and I'll make sure that we do them justice.
That's love. Cool. That's love.
Well, you know, I already been doing that, so I'm a witness. I'm going to attest to that.
Me too.
And
me too.
I play them.
Yes,
I will play them.
That's why we had
to
have you on, you know. We had to have you on. Like Ben Frank say, this is the network, and one good turn always deserves another.
And I greatly appreciate the opportunity to come on here, nasally and all. I appreciate it greatly. And just so that you know, I can't mention any names, but I do forward your music to people. That's as best I can put it. And so we have some people. And so, you know, you never know. We've got a couple of collaborations on there from some Grammy artists. So you just never know who you might get a call from.
Hey.
That's right.
Yep. So, yeah, and if you listen to Friday's Indie Artist Showcase, we have a double whammy on Friday. And if you listen to my second interviewee, you'll see what I mean by people. And some of the names that he is affiliated with is Tupac, N.W.A., Eazy-E, Snoop, Dr. Dre, and that's an interesting story to tell right there. But he's got platinum on his wall from those people. So you might want to listen on Friday and see what he's looking for.
Friday, second hour. Okay.
Yeah. Right there. There you go.
Sabrina, you better let him know what time. So let him know what time.
7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, yeah, like I said, I have people listening to the show, and these people, I'm going to tell you what, they can take me to lunch anytime, and I don't have to pay. Oh, yeah, and so they're always looking for new artists. They're always looking for new artists, and I can tell you that they have picked up a New York artist. And she's one of you guys, is Nadira Najahan. And she's been picked up by one of the Emmy artists to do a collaboration with. So you just don't know who's listening and what's going on. So bring
well,
that
no. Hey, don't find an old new artist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. So just keep them coming. Keep them coming because, you know, we're growing. We're growing. We got a large listenership, and we have countries, Mexico, Canada, the UK, Australia, Malaysia, Korea. Seoul, Korea is one of our biggest populations. Russia, Mexico, Ghana. So you got a broad outreach, and I just got an artist the other day from Namibia. So we got people listening to you.
Great. I'm going to talk to you about getting Kathy on from 2021 Indie. She's doing the annual Indie Award. My mom is singing for the nomination party on February 14th, Valentine's Day. She's listening now. Shout out to Kathy. I think you two would match up great, and she was on here last week and a couple of weeks ago, and she's doing an international indie award, so I think you guys would do good together.
Oh, okay. Well, you can give her my information, And I reach out personally to contact everyone. I try to do the correspondence myself as long as I can. And when I can't, then, you know, I have awesome people that work with me and they'll touch base. But I will do everything that I can to reach out to everyone.
Okay, well, I'll have her reach out to you. I think she has your information now, and I know she's listening, so we'll just see how it goes.
Okay. Well, anything I can do to assist you guys, you let me know.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you,
yeah,
thank you,
love.
Thank you.
Once again, get everybody the link to your show. Everybody, links to your show again.
It is Just Chat with Bree at kybnradio.com, kybnradio.com, 98.1 FM. Just Chat with Bree, Twitter, Instagram, Just Chat with Bree Talk Show on Facebook. And if you contact me in any of those ways, I promise you, I will get back with you, and I will we'll set up whatever you need. I'll tell you what we need. You give it to me, and I'll get you on the air. And now, also, I just wanted to say, even if there's someone who is not affiliated with music that doesn't sing or doesn't play an instrument or doesn't have hip-hop or doesn't have anything, which I need more hip-hop because hip-hop is definitely underrepresented on my show. But if you're just a regular, everyday person and you want to be able to say you were on the radio, I have a show for you called Everyday People, and I will put you in that segment on the show, and you can talk about anything that's radio friendly that you want to, and we'll discuss it, and you'll have your 10 minutes of fame. But better than that, if I'm really enjoying that conversation and I feel that you have more to say, you're not limited to just one segment. So
what if
you don't have
what
to,
if you every other day people
huh
what if you
huh?
every other day people.
If you want to be an every other day people, any other day, I will interview you too. Everybody is a star.
That's
awesome. Everybody.
Hey, well, yep. Thank you, Sabrina. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it, and I'm sorry I'm under the weather, but thank you so much for having me.
So good.
Okay.
You can call in any Wednesday. We're here every Wednesday. You can call in every week. Just like Heston do. Just call in every week.
I'm a growth on him now. I'm a fungus. I did grow on him and I'm every week.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Yeah, call
in
next
I got
week.
All kind of you know what? You never know who I might call in with. You never know who I might call in with. So yes. I'm also
like
going to I'm going to advertise your show, you know, because I'm pretty sure you have some New York artists that would love to come on there as well, and that's representing you guys there. So you never know, I might call in and have somebody on the line with me.
Hey, I do that too.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. And we get to promotion as much as we can. I mean, it's a good thing that you're doing, and I appreciate what you're doing because, you know, just like I do, you know, we are underrepresented as artists. And I'm saying we, but I only play the clarinet. But I can rap a little bit. They just don't let me rap that often. And you know, I got my little, I was a momager, you know, for my son. And so, you know, they would come out and perform and I'd do my little rap. But I can't do much because of my voice. But it starts off a little like, you like my rap, you like my style, 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 you like my rap. You like my style. Why don't you listen for just a while? Because I'm the MOM, and they call me the mom. I normally come out to introduce a song, and then I go ahead and I step out the way because I want you to see what they all got to say. You like my rap. You like my style. Come on and listen for just a while because I'm the MOM. Yay.
Hey.
There you go.
Bars. You go, girl. You go.
And that's the best I can do today. And that's normally when they take the hook and pull me off the stage. So it's okay. I get my little first part out. Yeah.
You did
that. Then I get all happy. I get all happy. But yeah, I greatly appreciate you all having me on the show today. And please send your artists to me. And even if they're not artists, send them to me. I won't turn anyone away.
Hey, be careful what you ask for.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I won't turn anyone away. But, you know, everyone has to remember we have rules and we have regulations. And you guys can attest to that. I will stop you and correct you and get you on the right path. Because my goal, mission, and function is for you to have the best interview you can have because you can put that out there and people will listen to you. But I want you to sound good. I want you to have something that is relevant for people to listen to. And, you know, like Frank, you know, you impressed our panel so much because you are so savvy in the business, in the industry, and Mr. Cleveland, you have such a passion for getting your mom's music out there, and you really push your artists, and your artists need to know how much you go to bat for them. And you both of you, I mean, our panel was blown away by some of the things that you were able to tell us about what you do yourself. And, you know, you don't know who's listening who needed to hear that.
Well, they all know it here that I'm passionate about my mom. I support the indie artist. I understand that. And that's why I started pushing Devin Mail and Frank Amell because, like I said, Ben Frank allows for me to be on the show. And I realize I do have a gift. And it's hard for me to accept no. You know, I apologize.
Right.
I know I got under your hair a little bit there at the beginning. I know I did, but you either going to love me, hate me, play my music, or block me. So.
And we are still in communication, correct?
You know, that's a good thing.
Yep.
You
we
know, but I know good music. You know, I know good music. And like I tell Ben Frank, I sell I'm a Cadillac salesman, and I got a Cadillac. So if the music ain't no good, I can't get motivated. I can't help you. No disrespect,
right.
Because everybody should believe in what they do. But if I don't feel you, I can't help you.
Right.
You know,
right.
I like ice cream like you like ice cream, but my flavor might be my favorite flavor might not be your favorite flavor.
Right.
So, you know, I like Ben Frank's package, is how he's promoting, and I had to beg him. Hey, man, Ben Frank, man, I can help you, dog. I can help you. You know,
right.
So here we are, and here you are on the show.
Oh, yeah, almost definitely.
You know.
And we have you in our indie artist rotation. However, people from the Just Chat with Bree show, they go into that rotation without having to actually apply for it. And I play you during my hour on the show, which might not sound like a lot, but people are listening. They're definitely listening right then. And so, you know, and I give you an open invitation whenever you have something coming up. I I'll give you promos, you know, where when you're dropping something new, you can come on that day, drop it. And, you know, along as I said, you know, I don't judge anyone's music, but I, you know, I do have to have it radio edit. And that's all well and good. You want your music played. That's what you want. You want your music played. So that's the first part of the battle right there, is just getting it played. And then as you blow up, you can do what you want with it from that point on. But let's just get it there. You know, that's all I'm saying. Let's get it there. So,
yeah.
You know, my passion comes from my son being in the industry and us having a hard time getting airplay when we had great music and we had fans everywhere and we could do concerts and open for people, but we couldn't get the airplay. So that's where my passion comes from.
That's
and,
yeah,
I
can tell you on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you guys keep doing what you're doing because you're doing an awesome job. You're doing an awesome job. And,
you said it.
You know, you just have to keep plugging ahead. And, Frank, you know, like I said, the panel was just so impressed with you, with your quest for knowledge and your – you know, the way you took your book knowledge and applied it to yourself, and that's a story in itself. You know, you may not have thought, you know, we were listening. We were all listening. And, you know, they were very impressed. And I'm sure the listeners were impressed when they heard your story on the air.
Hey, I was impressed. I had to sit – I was running around. I had to sit down. I'm like,
oh yeah.
Man, this is dope.
Oh yeah,
I was really
most
impressed,
definitely.
Man. I can't say it enough, man. You need to share that interview, dog, for real.
Yeah, you said a lot. You said a lot. You said a lot. And, you know, some people think that they're supposed to just get up, get on the mic. I can spit. Yeah, well, yeah, maybe. But if that's all you can do, then it's not always to your advantage. And what you were telling people was to invest in themselves. And that right there, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, that's where it
yeah,
starts.
I was
you know,
impressed.
That's the foundation.
I was impressed
oh, yeah.
the first 5 minutes of the interview. I'm like, oh, my God, that's the answer that every indie artist needs to hear. Because, you know, since I started record companies have reached out to me and goes, man, we would love to give you a deal, man, your mom, the story, the music. And, you know, the money's top heavy. You know, they'll, oh, yeah, here, we'll give you this. And when Ben Frank said what he said, you get residuals for a lifetime. I'm like, well, that's what I want.
Right there.
And, you know, the maestro, the one that made Sarah smile, he did music for Too Short, and he's still getting fat checks. And they made their album. Look, it was an album. It wasn't even a CD. It was an album. And he's still getting royalty checks.
Right.
You know,
yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot more than just getting on the mic, and people don't understand that. But you did lay that out very well. And if people listen to that interview, they'll learn a lot in 45 minutes.
Yeah,
that's love.
Yeah, it sure will. So I tip my hat to you, Frank. I tip my hat to you. Very intelligent, very smart young man. And your
listeners
listen to you.
Hey,
yep, you and Mr. Cleveland.
He ain't going to be able to get out the building now. His head is getting big.
Nah.
Man, I'm in the building, man. Hey, my.
Take it all in.
You know I'm just messing with you, man.
My, what she be tuning in to, bro? So she be listening.
Hey, you're on the wrong wing, man. Go to the west wing. Go back to the West Wing.
Oh, yeah, so I'm just saying, I got my wife listening to the show on the regular, man. She chimes in. She might just be listening online or something, man. But it's all good, man. She supports me, man, and what I'm doing for the artist because I try to balance my time. It's all about finding that balance. I have to find time to promote the artists that I'm working with to actually build their – see, it's about, for me, helping the artists monetize and build a core fan base. Like, I like to be transparent with what I offer these artists these days because there was so much – there's so much cloudiness to it, you know, on what you can do or what a promoter or any a person that's here to support the structure and, like, give these artists some structure and give them some education. So I just want to create a solid platform where they know, okay, well, this guy right here can help me with my Spotify and he can help me with my fan base, like marketing. So, you know, it transcends where people just want to promote their record because they miss the boat when they didn't realize they should be marketing to direct to consumer. Because the technology is allowing you to do that, so don't miss that. Like, you have to go direct to consumer. You can want as many spins and plays as you want on YouTube, Spotify. You can want as many spins as you want, but you have to get to know who's listening to your music. You need that feedback. You need to vibe off of that. You need to hear from people. You need to know what they hear. You need to know what they like. You need to know. So even if they have more than one musical preference, they could quite possibly put you in their playlist, and you could be like, you know, they, from one fan, like you could be, they could be streaming your song 10 times a day. So you got to compare that to what you hear on the radio and break it down into, wow, if this person listening to my song 10 times a day, there could be like hundreds and hundreds and thousands of other people who might just feel the same way because of their musical preference, like their taste in music. So I just happen to be, when you say tastemaker, yeah, I have to like your song. We have to like your song before it comes to getting these spins over here. But at the end of the day, you become familiar with our taste in music because we all contribute. Yeah, so that's the beautiful part of it. And I actually love having you on. And trust me, guys, I'm listening, but I'm in between shifts today. Y'all know I'm on my way to the other bag, so I got to go to my other job and settle in. But I always find time to kick it with the guests and the people that support this platform. So we are so glad to have you on, and I will definitely utilize what you have on your platform and introduce it to artists because that's where the network and the spark begins. There has to be a spark, and there has to be a wave. You have to create the ripple, the wave, whatever you want to call it. There has to be some structure there that can make that look consistent and create the integrity, like, day by day. Like, the day-by-day integrity of it means that as long as everything is plugged in, it's going to run. You know, that's the integrity. You can't have integrity if you have a machine that needed to be plugged into an outlet and you don't have an outlet. You can't even get the damn thing started. So if you got the outlet and it's working perfectly, you plug it in and it runs. Okay, just like you start your car with gas, you can need gas in that motherfucker to get. Excuse me, you need gas in there to make it go. So once you put the gas in and your car's running fine, your car's gonna have some integrity, get you where you gotta go from point A to point B. You know what I mean? But if you don't take care of that car, it's the same thing. If you don't take care of your career in that way, if you don't try to reach out to new fans or even get a merch, line of merch going somehow, T-shirt or whatever, hoodie, whatever, go. When it's hoodie season, you should be involved with hoodie season. You should have a line of merch ready. So these are the steps that artists, that I want to take them into the marketing because I'm helping them go direct to consumer. So what's the end result of that? The end result is like, well, I can help you sell your merch now. What do you want to do outside of music? Do you have a plan? You don't have to necessarily have a plan B, but you do have to have some guidance. It's like, hey, what's my next step? What's my next step? Because if you don't know, you need to get in and know. So that's why we're glad to have people like you that actually have the integrity to support our platform and know who we are. You automatically are going to naturally be able to say, hey, well, you need to go. Those guys have a strong musical connections with the New York market, you need to go on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange and promote yourself or something. Because we're going to actually help you promote yourself once we hear you and we like you. You're automatically in the network. You know, it's like, I can think of an artist right now that Sky brought on called Raj Rashid. I became a fan of Raj Rashid because Ben Frank started playing his music before I knew that Sky. I've been working with Sky for over like 8-9 years, but I didn't even know that Sky brought Raj Rashid to the show. But Sky's been a fan of our show because we've been on the air that long. Like, that's crazy. So that's just how it works, man. Like, I'm a fan of the song that Raj Rashid, every song that he brings that we rock from him, it's good to go, you know. And that makes me a fan. I'm like, wow, he's got some quality music. So you make sure y'all hook up with Sky to learn about Raj Rashid. He's an artist on the move. He's coming up. We definitely want to get some Raj Rashid music over to you. Because I love his songs and stuff, and that's just one artist out of many that we have in rotation on this station. But like I said, Kovan is a new artist I'm working with, and that Last Man Standing song I want to get to you. And definitely please, all Twitter info, both of my bros on the show tonight, I know I'm on my way to check in and punch in, but like, yo, just make sure I have her Twitter. So I can let her know who I am on Twitter.
Oh, I got all that,
man.
We got all that.
Send out a tweet. Send out a live tweet. Why don't you just send a live tweet right now since I'm kind of trying to eat and trying to get ready for work and trying to be on the show. Just want you to send out a tweet and say, yo, we on the air live or something. Yeah, help me out because y'all know how I do. I'm just trying to find that balance. I love all of y'all for sending out the tweets and Ben Frank for keeping the tweets. One thing about us is we really are active on our platforms and support each other. So that's where you're going to be noticing and getting even more fans coming in, checking out your show, because I'm going to send them to your website and to submit. And I don't even vouch for a lot of these stations that ask to submit music because I don't even know what their platform is about. Like, you came on and stated your business about your platform, and I love what I heard. So I'm definitely going to have artists submit music to your site and join in. And definitely the fact that whoever has you have on your countdown, their fans got to come and support. So you mean you know that your song is on the air or I have your song and I'm supporting your song and you ain't bringing no people to my platform? It doesn't work that way. Bring some people to our platform, namely your fans. Bring your fans over to the platform because she just did that by promoting herself tonight. I'm going to be on the website. I'm going to be checking out the site. I'm going to be submitting music on my own for my artists. I do go that extra mile for my artists. I will submit it and tell them, yo, I already got you in there. Yo, just go check out the site. All I got, that's easy for me. But I do that out of love because they're already working with me. Like, you know, it's not about the money once they're already doing business with you. Don't make it about the money every play. It shouldn't be about the money. Just keep supporting that artist. Keep supporting that graphic designer.
Well,
keep supporting that,
you know,
that producer,
you say that
DJ.
About that as well. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to get your links connected to my website so that we can get it out in the packets for SoundCloud and you can get your clicks for it.
Sure.
So we're trying to help out by giving you just a little extra with whatever does come to the
If I may, just give you a piece of information about one of our other platforms, which is I'm a co-owner of Phenomenal Radio. So when you see on Twitter Phenom Radio, we have a radio station that's on the air 24/7. We just have music programs, we have radio shows, we have DJ shows, but we also just play music 24/7. So when that artist gets in rotation, there's an opportunity for them to sell their music because we have a tab on that song while it's playing that says buy now, and it goes right to Amazon Music. That's how beautiful it is with us. I back up what I say because I just want people to know, like, okay, well, I kind of went over that like 50 times with you guys. I told you can sell your music if it's in rotation on Phenom. So that means I'm trying to help you get money. But if you want to be so closed-minded and to say, well, those cats might have a package for me, a marketing and promotional package for me that makes a lot of sense for me to invest in. So I don't want your money until you know that it's the right time to come and say I should be working with those. I don't want your money. You don't need to know who I am. When you find out and you still don't react or act, then I know that this ain't for you. This ain't for you.
Right.
It's just that simple. So we're working too hard and to have that balance to keep promoting and be consistent and to keep the integrity. We're doing that. So the people that actually get on board, oh, they have to be ready to receive the information because, like I said, if I just put Ashton Blaze, Love For You, in rotation at Phenom Radio, and due to the fact that I'm not only promoting his Spotify, I'm promoting his YouTube, I'm promoting his Amazon and Twitter and Facebook as well, all those channels with just one release, he's going to do some numbers with that song just because we are involved with he's in rotation here. He's in rotation on Phenom Radio. And when his song is playing, if they're on our website, and there's a cue section underneath where you can see the last seven songs also that are spinning. At the top, you're going to see the current songs that's spinning, and you can still buy the song from there. At the bottom of the screen, whether you're on your mobile device or your desktop, you can still see the last seven songs that was in rotation and go purchase the song right there. It'll take you right to Amazon Music. So how great is that? So that's what I don't want artists to miss. I know I kind of say that over and over again, but you know what? Somebody has to actually let that be known. Like, oh, where were you guys? You don't come to me saying, where were you guys? I needed you guys 5 years ago to sell my music. I've been said that about 30 times on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. We help you sell your music on Amazon if you're in rotation now. That means you followed us, you actually registered, you got with me, I submitted it. You submitted it through this. You did it of a few ways. You can hit Slate up, Stone. You can hit me up. And your music, if we like it, it will be in rotation. And we didn't charge you nothing. But we have other things available. And you say, well, we got blogs over here. We got Spotify playlists and services over here. That's just a few of the highlights. It's only a highlight reel. If you want to sit down and watch the highlights, you're in the right place because you're going to become in the know. Oh, that's what happened? If you didn't see the highlights, then you don't know what happened because the game is over.
That's right.
Yeah, the game is over. So, you want to see what happened?
Right.
You want to see what happened? Yeah. Right. Thank you for coming on our show tonight. We appreciate it so much. And like my brother said, both of my brothers said, call in every Wednesday if you want to, if you got time.
Yeah.
For
real.
Yeah.
Call
in
every Wednesday.
Hey, you could be the growth next to me.
We believe it. That hashtag that we have says support those that support you. And I made it a hashtag, and I got more than 100, 200 posts about that on my timeline. So mainly on Twitter. So when you see me in action on Twitter and I start bigging you up, they going to come your way. They going to be like, who is this? See, that's the beautiful thing about Twitter. They get real nosy once you start talking about somebody.
I
appreciate it, Grace.
And they're gonna be hitting you up, following you. They're gonna be following you.
Well, I appreciate
that.
Sure
happy to be that.
I would probably like to call in with my crew, and I say my crew because I am the old lady of the group, and my crew consists of my son and my godsons. And they are my marketing. They know how to talk your language. I know how to read the sign language. I'm not all in there because sometimes I'll say something and they bust out and they start laughing at me. But it's okay.
Welcome to the club.
Hey,
I got daughters.
They can kind of tell you what direction they want to go with the artist so that you can tell your artist or the listeners can listen. And they, because they're the ones that are ultimately guiding me. I just talk. and they take care of the rest of it. But they are, my son is an independent artist. So he knows he has that passion.
We're just glad you wanted to tell us and give us the information. We're just glad you're sharing your information with us and sharing your platform with us. Because all our listeners, they be on the low clicking on our links. We know that we got the links out there on Twitter. They be on the low listening, so they're going to be checking. They're going to be checking. That's how they end up following you, too, not just what you see on
Twitter. Say hi to my mom. Say hi to my mom.
Hi. Hi, Miss Cleveland. How are you?
All right.
Okay.
Welcome
to
the show.
I'm doing wonderful. I am doing wonderful. I got you on the radio.
Okay.
I got you on the radio. So you just I'll let you know your days you're on and you can click on and hear you. It always sounds good to hear yourself on the radio.
Oh, okay. You guys, not me.
You.
No, you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. See, that's what everyone should strive for, to be able to make some music and then 10, 15, 20 years down the line, come back and still be prevalent. That's a good goal to have.
Hey, try 41 years. Try 41 years.
Oh, yeah. Whoopsie. And that's an even more awesome goal. Even more awesome goal.
That's a beautiful thing.
And it can be done.
We need that type of resurgence energy. Like, we call that resurgence. And we're going to call it rebuilding, too, because we like to rebuild, because I think me and my brother Hess kind of are already tuned in to what his dad was doing musically with the instruments, with the voice, with Miss Carrie Cleveland on it. We want to lock back in and rebuild that soul, give him that soul, what his dad was trying to do. And R.I.P. Bill, Mr. Bill Cleveland, much respect and much love. I wanted to say that because those are some of the things that I'm involved with this. And it's just like a beautiful thing. It's only a love story. And one thing I do in 2020, I know about love stories. I'm a newlywed. I'm married now. I got a love story. I'm 38. How about that?
How about that?
Very awesome.
Future. Who we do this for, man? Who do we do this for?
Hey, we doing for Miss Carrie Cleveland right now. While she's on the line, I want to ask her, can I get a batch of my newlywed wife? I need another batch, and I'll pay for the shipping and everything.
Hold on. Let me go, bro. Hold on.
Don't put me on the spot asking her, bro. You just bring it up. This guy put me on the spot.
He got married on his birthday Saturday.
Well, why didn't he let us know?
He asked for some more cookies.
A batch of wedding cookies. I want wedding birthday cookies. Wedding. That's all. A batch of wedding birthday cookies. That's all, and I'm good.
Mama.
Tell her thank you.
I
got the shipping.
The Mexican wedding cake cookies. They made it.
Those were bomb.
No, they made
those
it.
Were bomb.
They made it there, right? They was good, right?
Of course they were. Why do you think I'm asking for more for my wedding, my birthday?
Those made it. It was the flat ones that crumbled.
Listen, we'll talk about that. I just want to put it in the atmosphere. I would like some wedding birthday cookie because I'm a newlywed.
I got you. I remember when y'all.
We can talk about that later, but I just want to say thank you to Miss Carrie Cleveland for them beautiful cakes and pies she be putting on Twitter every Sunday. Cakes and beautiful cakes and pies and cookies and stuff.
Bree, I got to get you on the Sunday Share. Hashtag Sunday Sharing Sunday.
Oh.
There's going to be some Sharing Sundays. There's going to be some Sharing Sundays for sure because them cakes and pies are good.
My mom, she not only sings, she bakes.
That's part of the story. See, I don't think you understand, if I may, and I only have a few more minutes to let you guys, I let you guys go. So now not only do we have a talented singer, when you find out about her music, Miss Carrie Cleveland, we got the social media jumping so heavy, we letting you know what's really going on. She always giving it up on Sunday with the cakes and pies and bacon. Who don't like bacon and cookies and cakes and pies? I'm just saying. That's a fan base for your wife. You got a fan base now. You got a, oh, yeah, well, you know what? I like her music, but I like them cakes, too. So you got people.
Wow.
Man, this is just, as an artist, you got to have a story like that. You got to bring people into your story, man. That's what the marketing comes to make my job easier. See, my job couldn't be any easier. I think I told Hess this a few times, man, bro, this is like a dream, bro. I'm like, you're going to get this popping. Because it was so easy just with the story alone for the songs that she had in her catalog with Mr. Bill Cleveland, the music maestro, Mr. Bill Cleveland. The music in the catalog speaks for itself. So now when you find out who she is, you can learn about Sharon Sunday.
Yeah.
And pies and music. I think that kind of goes hand in hand when you're chilling around the house. I don't know about y'all, but it does.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, the pandemic, you know, the pandemic has helped us out in a way. You know, it stopped us from performing. But it gave us direction as far as marketing goes. You know, more people are stuck online, and you have a captive audience, and they're just looking for content. And the bacon, of course, what I consider the greatest family love story of all. My mom and dad loved each other, and they had the common goal. The common love of music, and then, of course, me loving them. So that's just a story of its own, and I got pictures and everything. And you know, my mom doesn't really like to talk. She's kind of shy. So that gives me a platform to run my mouth because somebody's got to tell the story. So, you know, so we're having fun. You know what I'm saying? We are really having fun because the music is good, and believe it or not, the story is better.
Right.
You know, and then with me being on Twitter and making friends, not knowing what I was doing, and people have been reaching out to me to help me along the way. That's how I met Ben Frank and Future Guru. They just took me under their wing and taught me so much, and I'm forever grateful. So my specialty is putting people together. So that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm helping. I'm doing what I can to help out the network. And we're stronger together than we are as one. So that's what
you
we're
see
doing.
It? Hey, Bree, you want to get some shout outs before we go off the air?
Well, you know, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, and I hope that this is the beginning of our wonderful relationship. Congratulations to the young man who celebrated his birthday and anniversary. And, Mr. Cleveland, thank you so much for inviting me, you and Frank, on the show and getting a chance to speak to your mom. I look forward to you guys sending your artists my directions so that I can put them up on the platform and promote them. I just want to give a quick shout-out for the show, Just Chat with Bree, 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to have Atron Gregory on Friday. We're also going to have the Queen, Zane, Miss Zane. She was there way before 50 Shades of Grey, and she will be on the show next week. So I'm looking so forward to staying in contact with you guys and popping in from time to time. Thank you so much for having me nasally and all on your show.
Yeah, we're going to talk to you next Wednesday, right? Call in next Wednesday, right? And the Wednesday after
you
that,
be like, bro.
You could be that girl.
Yeah, what was the answer to that?
Well, I can. I tell you what. I'll stop in. I won't promise that I'll stay for a long time, but I will pop in. How about that?
That's
you know what they say about,
our
show. You know what they say about our show. You call them once, you're gonna keep calling again.
Yeah.
You're gonna get up. You're gonna call them again.
Hey, meet Heston Cleveland.
Oh yeah.
Future too. Same thing.
Yeah.
Future 8 years ago.
Future
been calling every week since. We together since. It's how it goes. You know.
Oh yeah.
It's the network. It's
greatly
around,
appreciated.
I've been calling every since, man. Calling in every since.
Me too.
The years
me
now.
Eight years.
So you know.
Me and Boyfriend got 8 years.
See, you heard Ron Riley. He called in earlier. He was rocking with us since Obama was president. Like, you know.
Wow.
Right. That was old Ron.
For real.
Wow.
Shout
out to Rome. Shout out to Nothing Nice. Shout out to Frederick Godson. Shout out to Nothing Nice. Romy Rome. Yo, we love all y'all. Rose. All our friends to the show.
Really?
We got a lot of friends.
Calling in years ago, too. Always calling in. So, I mean, you know. It's the round table.
Well,
it's addictive,
I will,
you know. It's just, you know.
Definitely let some folks know about your show, and make sure that they reach out to you and touch base with you. I'll do whatever I can do to assist you.
So whatever we can do for your show, same thing, you know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You want to get some shout outs, Heston?
Oh, yeah, well, shout out to Just Chat with Bree, Ben Frank, Future Guru, Rome, Sky, all the listeners. Keep tuning in, and you'll learn something like I do.
You see it. That's what I say. You get some shout-outs, Future?
Shout-out to Mrs. Future. Shout out.
There you go. Yeah. That's the biggest shout-out, yeah.
Most definitely.
Hip-hop
Thank you so much
Radio.
For letting me come on the show today. I greatly appreciate that.
It's all love.
Sorry, I'm so
late
for the week.
Can I get one recording, man? The walk-out song, man? Can I get a walk-out song, man? Anything from Kerry Cleveland.
I bet. I got you. That's what's up. Timeless music.
Right.
Kerry Cleveland. You know it. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Home of the Indie Artists. Till next Wednesday, stay focused. Determination. Keep your goals in front of you. One love, y'all.